If Democratic mayoral candidate Juanita Perez-Williams is elected mayor of Syracuse, she would be only the second woman elected as mayor and the first Latina mayor in the state. But as WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, the endorsement of three female Democratic officials for Perez-Williams' opponent, independent candidate Ben Walsh, widens a rift in the Democratic Party in Syracuse.
Councillor Helen Hudson, who is running for president of the Syracuse Common Council, says her support of Walsh is a reaction to the negative theatrics of national politics.
Ben Walsh is a calm, quiet spirit. And for me, that's what we need in a leader. We need calm, we need quiet, and we need a good spirit to move the city of Syracuse forward.
When asked if she felt she needed to run her endorsement by Democratic leaders, Hudson was adamant on her decision.
I am 57 years old, okay? And I don't have to ask anybody's permission to do anything.
Onondaga County legislator Monica Williams, who is African American, says candidates will sometimes take for granted the votes of minorities.
People think that because they talk to us that we're supporting them, or that they come in and they say, oh, I've got all the black and brown votes. You don't know that until you have conversations with us. Ben was the one that spoke to me. He was the one that spoke to my heart.
School Board Commissioner Katie Sojewitz also endorsed Walsh. Some Democrats, including Perez-Williams, question Walsh's independence and call him a Republican. He comes from a prominent Republican family in the city. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.